a contractor hired to oversee logging on a Seychelt property and that site's numbered company owner were sentenced for violations of the Heritage Conservation Act June 16, in the first ever BC provincial court sitting held at the Seychelt Nation Longhouse. Grant Stars, 55, of Seychelt and 0990199 BC Limited both pleaded guilty to the 2020 disruption of an identified heritage site. That area was occupied by the graves of 49 Seychelt people, according to the statement of facts entered by Federal Crown Counsel Molly Green. Provincial Court Judge Robert Hamilton accepted the joint submission of the Crown and defense attorneys, and fined the company $200,000, payable within 5 business days. Stars was fined $30,000 and given 90 days to pay. Each is also to pay a victim surcharge of 15% of their fine amounts. Kin Kwok Chung, a principal with 0990199 BC Limited, also faced the same charges, but was not sentenced personally. Reasons for decision. In issuing his decision, Hamilton stated the fine to the company was 4 times higher than previous ones issued for such violations of the Heritage Conservation Act. It is a statement, recognition of how serious this case is, he stated, calling the proceedings and the protocols conducted by the nation before the court's call to order a very moving experience. He stated the fines were a fair outcome from the legal perspective, but pointed out that the law is a bit of a blunt instrument. In relation to those monies being payable to the province as general revenue, he encouraged the more than 100 people in attendance, which included representatives of the District of Seychelt Council, Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, Board and Town of Gibson's Council, to write to the province to ask that it consult with the nation on where and how that money should be spent. He explained that nothing in the statutes allowed him, in his capacity as a judge, to issue such a direction to the province. Stars and Chung made statements at the sentencing, both expressing remorse. Stars, who stated he had lived in the area since the age of 3, said he recognized the hurt and pain his actions caused and, if I could change the past, I would. Offense details. Green outlined in her statement that archaeological features were identified and the subject site was added to the nation's database in 2015. In 2018, the company entered into an agreement with the nation about logging on the property and a 200-meter buffer zone around the archaeological site was established and flagged. In the spring of 2020, logging activities occurred within what was to be the protected area and disturbance to the site was documented by the nation. She noted that the value of the timber harvested was just over $51,000. Unprecedented proceedings. Hamilton called the proceedings unprecedented in the province, noting that when he was approached regarding holding the sentencing in the longhouse, he had concerns about logistics. When assured requirements could be met, he said the venue decision was a no-brainer, noting he was glad to see how many members of the public attended. The court heard impact statements from former Seychelt HIWS Warren Paul, who was the nation's leader at the time the violations occurred. He stated his community knew our ancestors were there, and had asked the province for the return of the property to nation jurisdiction. As for the damage, he said, this should not have happened. I can see the destruction from my living room, former HIWS Gary Feschuk told the court in his statement. Citing his sadness about the destruction, he said he could not accept an apology from the offenders. What has happened here cannot be rectified, said former HIWS Calvin Cregan in his remarks to the court, speaking not only to the disruption of the ancestors' final resting places but to the loss of traditional medicines when lands are logged. He called on all to be stewards of the land the nation shares with others. The nation's healing work. The court docket called for an 11 a.m. start, but the formal sentencing followed nation protocols. Ex-WASH, Stephen Feschuk, Seychelt Protector of Culture, introduced those, stating, the work takes the time it needs to take. Included were traditional songs of welcome and prayer, as well as the presentation of a blanket and armband to Hamilton. After the sentences were delivered, LHEHIWS Yalks We Mult, Lenora Joe, thanked all who had gathered to bear witness and stated the nation's commitment to uphold our culture at every turn, and to work collaboratively with our neighbors. We will protect the land, we will protect the water and our people. Witnesses to the proceedings. Also part of the nation's process was the identification of four witnesses to the sentencing proceedings, who were called on at the conclusion to provide their accounts. X. Wash explained this was in respect of the traditions of oral history. Included were nation members Candace Campo and Chris August, Seashelt Councillor Brenda Rowe and SCRD Board Chair and Seashelt Councillor Alton Toth. We are the land and the land is us, witness Campo voiced in her statement, stressing how the damage touched all in her community. Our wealth is not in our bank account. Our wealth is in our relationships. August recounted heaviness in his heart. As a member of the nation's staff, he said he was on site to see the desecration and damage the logging activity caused, but focused his statement on the need for change. We can do things differently. We know the Heritage Act is weak, he said as he implored local community leaders to lobby the province to strengthen the act, so that such violations can't happen again. In her statement, Rowe reflected on the pain she saw in the faces of many at the gathering and committed to do what she could to see improvements made. Brilliant was the view she voiced in relation to the judge's decision to hold the sentencing with the nation. SCRD Board Chair Toth said what he witnessed was an effort from the courts on reconciliation. As someone born and raised on the coast, he stated the destruction shouldn't have happened, and being at the proceedings had left him feeling extremely sad, extremely heavy, closing with an expression of thanks to the nation for being allowed to attend. The gathering culminated with a song, the tones of the nation's drums and voices resonating with strength throughout the longhouse.